Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Hey Molly.
Well, hello there, darling. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. You having a good week?
I think so.
All right. I heard that snow is going to start coming, so.
Yes. I know.
I don't know about that.
It's all right. I'm ready for it.
Are you?
All the series channels have the holiday music starting.
Oh, that's true.
I kind of feel stupid when I drive down the street. I'm like, have a holly jolly Christmas. And it's like 60. So a little snow makes me feel like I'm a little bit more in that element.
You need a little nip in the air for your holiday music.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's jump right in. What do you got for us this week?
Well, I found a topic that I actually found a couple weeks ago that I wanted to do. It actually led me to something else, but we're going to start with my original finding before my rabbit hole.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But have you heard, and maybe you have, of a nitro mojito?
No.
Nitro mojito.
I like the sound of
it. You hear where that's going?
Okay. Mojito.
So, yes. For those listeners that don't even know what a mojito is, let's start there.
So good.
So, basically, it's those drinks that you see where they, like, muddle some mint leaves in there and then add, like, lime juice and rum and syrup, like, simple syrup ice and, like, they mix that all together.
Yeah. Let me just say, anytime you muddle something... Mm. Bougie.
So muddle.
Bougie. Well, and I love it.
Let me bougie it even
yes,
more.
Yes, I love it. Okay. Like, yes, could you please muddle my cherries? Yeah.
So a nitro mojito is very similar to a standard mojito that you would see probably at any of the bars that we have here in town.
Sure.
But the nitro adds liquid nitrogen.
Okay.
So what they do is they put the mint leaves in the bottom, then pour the liquid nitrogen
that looks like a
coffee thermos or like a soup thermos.
Okay, is liquid nitrogen supposed to like make it cold, like it freezes?
As you saw, I'm pouring it in.
Okay,
it basically the mint leaves would start to almost look like crystallized. And then muddle it with that, and then add like the lime juice, the rum, the syrup. This one had adding saline, which I'm going to get in. That's my second part, but I'll get to it.
Okay.
So, I know. That's what led me down my second one.
Oh my.
So the nitrogen or the liquid nitrogen. So then this led me to like kind of figure out like if I want to make these for a party at home, where do I get this liquid nitrogen?
Let me ask you real quick, what's kind of the point of adding the liquid nitrogen?
It's
then just to have your
gonna
mint
give
leaves
it that,
all chilled and
yeah, it's gonna give
floating?
It that extra pow in your drink.
Okay.
Plus it looks like cool because there's smoke, like dry ice coming off of it. And the one bartender that I saw making it poured some liquid nitrogen on top.
So it
was all like with the mint leaves that they put on the top for the garnish that was like got crystallized and everything.
Okay.
But if you want to make this at home, interestingly enough, you can just buy liquid nitrogen.
You can?
At your local welding supply store, which we have here in our town.
Really?
Yes. You have to have a special container in order to transport it, which I'm assuming that that place would provide for you.
Sure.
But you can just straight up go and buy some liquid nitrogen.
Is that for your DeLorean?
I was actually really...
DeLorean.
Yeah. For the flux capacitor. I was actually, like, kind of nervous. And I don't know why this is me not being a science person, but like nervous to like look it up. Like, where do I buy liquid nitrogen? Am I going to get flagged?
You're now on a no-fly list.
Yes, right? On my cookies. But no.
Don't look up anything about fertilizer or manure. Because you're for sure going to get tagged on something.
Right. But simple enough, you can just buy liquid nitrogen at your local welding supply store.
Really?
Yeah.
What do the welders use it for?
Maybe to help with
welding stuff.
Clearly, we know nothing.
We are welders.
I didn't do it about welding, so I did this about my nitro mojito.
All right, so my next party, Maybe I should just liquid nitrogen it up.
Somebody asked what they could bring. Be like, get that liquid nitrogen for me.
Yeah. Now, I did find this. Smoke detectors or.
I did find this this one restaurant that was doing this really cool one. It was, it's called Gastronomics was the name of it. But they had a mojito nitro cocktail, which actually they create a sorbet.
Oh.
And they, with the liquid nitrogen, which helps like crystallize the, to make it into an actual like not ice cream, but like sorbet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, they muddle all the other stuff in there, the mints and everything. And then when you eat it, it melts in your mouth and turns into the drink. Like you swallow
how funky.
I know.
Oh, I don't know if I could handle that.
I thought that was super cool.
That's so really cool. Science. Man.
Right? Science is out there, people.
Oh, science is so cool. Wow. Okay.
That's a thing with them, adding the liquid nitrogen.
Sure.
It makes it look cool and very bougie. So the one ingredient that all of these recipes that I looked up for this, like, nitro mojito added saline.
Right. Okay. You said
now,
that.
Now, I'm a contact wearer.
So am I.
So I'm like what I got up in my bathroom?
Yeah.
Like the saline solution? No.
That's what saline. I'm thinking of. Isn't that the stuff too they use to make like slime and stuff?
Yes,
like,
okay. Absolutely. Yep, you add that to slime. Yep.
Sure.
So actual saline, which is probably what they use maybe even in like medical situations and things like that, it's just salt and water.
Yeah.
Just salt and water.
Of course, yeah. So, a saline solution in an IV bag just to rehydrate
exactly,
you.
Exactly.
It's probably what was in the hangover heaven.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's just a saline mixture. All right.
Exactly.
Cool.
So it's not, you know, toxic or anything. Okay. Don't go get in your contact solution and squeeze it into your nitro mojito.
Hang on, I got this.
So after, because I just basically Googled like, what is saline for drinks? You know.
Oh, you're so just flagged by Big Brother right,
now. Right. Salt and water. So they basically add just like an eyedropper into the drink. And it will, like, cut any, like, sweetness. And it's in lieu of adding, like, citrus or bitters to a drink.
Oh, okay.
And this one bartender was talking about, he just puts, like, a couple drops of saline in, like, every drink that he makes. That, you know, people put, like, salt in beer or, like, typically salt, you know, for margaritas and things like that. But he's, like, a salt or a couple drops of saline added to any cocktail will essentially make it a better drink.
Really?
Yeah. I was like,
even to my wine.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't think I could.
Salty wine? That's a good question.
Ew.
I don't. He just said cocktails.
And
though.
See, and I'm not a big fan of salty cocktails either. Like,
okay.
I don't do margaritas with salt on the rim.
Right.
Too much salt for me. I just can't. Right. And plus, tequila makes me.
Right. It's a whole different Angela.
And I don't like to drink it because, you know, I had a bad experience with tequila once. Yeah. And
who hasn't?
Right.
I mean, seriously, who has not had a bad
experience?
Even if you still drink tequila now, you've had a bad experience.
That's true. So, so I don't know. I don't know if I would be willing to try that or not. I mean, if I had no idea you were putting it in there. You know,
the dude, like, when he was
like,
making.
Are you roofing me or is that saline solution?
Right. When the dude was making drinks, he just had it in like a little eyedropper bottle and just went bloop, into like each drinks that he made and served them and like. People weren't requesting it or anything.
Yeah.
But he said he just started a couple years ago adding it to all of his cocktails. Huh. And it really just,
bananas.
You know, like cuts it. So
yeah.
I might be willing to try it in the sense because I typically don't like citrus in my drinks or beers. Like I don't take a lime
much.
With Corona or anything like that. So, you know, it sounded very interesting.
Yeah. Though. Balances it out.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. So that's
neat.
A couple things you might be seeing.
Yeah.
The liquid nitrogen added to the mojito to make a nitro mojito.
Nitro mojito.
Or, saline, a couple drops of saline in a cocktail will really, like, amp it up, I guess.
And I tell you, the fancy cocktails and the mixology, the gastroology or whatever
you're talking about,
that is really becoming a huge thing.
Oh yeah.
Like it's starting to become real bougie. We were at a wedding in Chattanooga, Tennessee back in April, and one of the bars that we went to, it was all kind of these fancy cocktails, you know, infused with, you know, eucalyptus fire. And I'm like, the what now with the who and the huh?
Yeah.
you know, and you had these bartenders that were, you know, lighting things on fire, right, getting the smoke, and then pouring smoke into this. And
right.
Then, like, one lady had this tree branch of a thing, it looked like, and she lit it on fire and stirred the drink and then took it out. I'm like, what is happening here? It just tastes like fig. I don't know. Like,
right. You know, well, and it's giving that little, like, extra flavor in there.
Yeah. And it was, you know, they had, like, the spoons, like, almost like a heroin spoon or something.
Oh, my God.
They're, like, they've got this sugar, and they're, like, trying to, like, do that over that, and then they're pouring it in. And it was just funky. Well, I'm sure that's not what it was. And I only know that because I watched Law & Order, okay? Like, that's not... Let's not, everybody calm yourselves. Like, I don't do drugs. Like, it's just because I
that
love
is so
SVU
funny.
And everybody
No, of course. I would have thought
show,
the same
so.
Thing, though. Like, what are you putting in my drink?
Yeah.
Like, what
yeah.
is that?
Yeah, but it was, I
that's
mean.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I think that's really starting to, you know, we just are bored with.
Right, right.
Mojitos. Like,
gotta
who
have,
knew
yeah.
that a mojito could be boring that we gotta kick it up a notch?
Yeah.
And
get an extra freezy or
nitro.
Whatever.
Yeah,
nitro.
I want my mint leaves to float, bitch. I want them crystallized and floating. Okay, I can do that.
Muddle that with liquid nitrogen, please.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, any of the bars that we have here in town, like, have, like, liquid... Like, do they just have it on hand?
You know,
like,
when I... That new bakery and pickle.
The Speakeasy?
Yeah, because I think... I looked them up online, and I really want to go there and try
Me
that
too.
Some night. Because you do have to have, like, a password. There's really no
yeah.
menu online.
Right.
There's not a lot you can see. So, I wonder if they would do something like that.
I bet
that,
they do or, have those fancy
you
drinks.
You know, fancy drinks.
Like, those fancy drinks.
Known to other people as just drinks.
Cocktails.
Let me tell you, if it has an umbrella and some fruit in it, it's fancy.
Typical Friday night for me.
Right? Yes.
Give me a lip fig and yes. some saline. I won't have it any other way.
Give me a lip fig.
Right? I know what's up.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
What are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just sitting here with my lip fig. And, you know, watching The Housewives.
Yeah. It's cool.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So, that's my thing for this
Very
week.
Cool.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. So, keep
oh,
an eye
like
out,
it.
Guys.
Yeah, no, that's...
Watch out for that saline.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Not contact solution.
No. Well, it's up and coming. I like it. I enjoy that very much. So.
Well, darling, what do you have this week?
Well, of course, I always like to bring us the unusual.
Okay.
The gross almost.
Okay,
sometimes.
I'll take it. I have to say, I kind of went down this avenue because I felt like I had a lot of potty talk in my last couple episodes.
Yeah.
So I was like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Let's
well,
go. Cocktails.
You know, I somehow always have something fluids.
Okay. Oh,
fluids. So I actually had a friend that we, at this point will remain nameless.
Okay.
Because of where they saw it from and
okay.
other people may... You know,
gotcha.
Know about it, that kind of thing, what have you. But I was peeing my pants when I saw this.
Okay.
Did you know?
Oh, no.
Molly.
No.
That you can turn your breast milk
oh.
into jewelry.
Ew. Why? Why?
So there is...
Why?
There's a place called Precious Mammaries. The name alone, it had me rolling. Precious Mammaries.
Oh, stop it.
Yes. And it's actually, the website is yourbreastmilk.com. So when you go...
Fuck these people. Like, what?
It just,
why?
You know it only goes downhill from here, right? So, so this website actually, they make, jewelry out of breast milk and DNA, into keepsakes and
DNA. Is that
it
what you
says,
just said?
So Precious Mammaries, breast milk, jewelry, and DNA keepsakes is what they are. Is
that sounds
the,
suspicious.
They are the only known maker of breast milk jewelry that extracts your breast milk's
Ew.
Thumbprint pattern. Okay, I don't know what that means, but it's what it says. Your
well, breast each woman, I think, has a unique, like, DNA strand in their milk, probably.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So, breast milk thumbprint pattern, creating a one-of-a-kind ethereal stone that is completely unique to the mother at that time of expression. So apparently, even during your expressions of breast milk sessions, there could be a little bit different. So
okay.
But... Ew. You could also choose to create your stone in your jewelry with the placenta or umbilical cord if you'd like.
Fuck off. I mean, like, they have those, like, what are they, like, the placenta pills or whatever
that women take. Oh, yeah, that you can take and I get that. Like,
yeah, it's yeah. for the health and all that stuff, and I yeah. get it. And breastfeeding, I mean, I get it. It's great. I mean, I did with my kids.
I don't think you need to turn it into jewelry.
No! Sell it right alongside the reindeer poop jewelry.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what the fuck? I was dying because I'm like, oh, this is so getting, you know, okay. rabbit hole. But all so right. they actually can make necklaces, rings, and earrings, and they range from anywhere from about $90 to $200.
So what color is it?
It's like a milky.
Well, depending on what you eat, like it can be different colors.
I like an opal.
Like, some people think more yellow.
Kind of clear. Well, it turns out, I think kind of what they do is they, like, condense it down into, like,
does it take?
I don't know. Okay, so here's the thing. I tried not to get too far into it because I'm sure. Get a little skeezed out, right, like, talking right. about other people's breast milk and stuff like that. So I don't know if you, like, you,
all I'm thinking
if
of,
you express it and then put it in maybe one of your liquid nitrogen containers and shit.
Yeah, right? All I'm thinking so of is fresh. That, like, when, like, a mom, like, a woman that's still, like, nursing their child eats, like, asparagus. Like, the milk smells like asparagus, just like your pee, like the milk. So, like, if you've got to, like, be careful with what milk you send them or you're going to have, like, stinky jewelry trapped in a ring.
Does anybody smell piss? No.
Uh-uh. Oh.
Yeah, so it okay. gets better, though, because...
Okay.
So I really don't
I'm
know...
I'm sure people really love this.
I know. Well, and that's what... It came about because somebody received this from, like, their husband kind of a thing. And they were, like, super excited because their husband, like...
Oh, sorry.
...had the forethought to, like... Well, I don't know these people. But
okay, okay.
I'm... Anyway, it's fine if you're those people. But... So I'm going through this website and I'm just like laughing hysterically because I'm like a 4-year-old, you know, because boobies. And then I get down to the section where it talks about that they also make decorative soaps.
What? I don't understand.
Soap! Like decorative
out of your breast?
Soap! Yes.
What do you mean?
Like soaps, like those little rose soaps.
No, I know what decorative soaps are, but they're making it out of breast milk? Wait, they do have, like, goat's milk soap and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, so now they have breast milk soap.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, dear Jesus, can you imagine if I go okay. to, like, let's say I go to your house and I'm, like, washing my hands with your decorative soap. I'm like, oh. I'm like,
those are just for guests.
Yeah. Oh, that was made out of my breast milk. I would be, like, forever unclean.
We're no longer friends.
Forever unclean. Like, your soap did not wash my hands because it was your titty juice all up on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but maybe we're being a little...
No, we're not.
Because we do... Like, okay, I don't know about the jewelry part, but we do use, like, not myself, but, like, goat's milk stuff, you know, and, like, goat's milk soap and goat's milk lotion.
I don't use that goat's milk stuff.
But lots of people do, sure. You know, and it seems completely normal.
I guess, but so, I'm also not...
You're not friends with the
goat? Married to the goat? I mean, I guess that's where I'm coming. I don't know. Like,
that's weird. It is weird. I feel it's very weird.
Like, I don't go around drinking your breast milk just because you express it. Like, that's not how this works. I mean, I drink goat's milk or, like, cow milk because... Which I guess maybe I need to open my mind more, but no, thank you. I'm good. So, and then
yeah,
I, you know.
It's just too weird.
Well, and like, what if it was like placenta soap? Like, are you okay with that? Like, we don't have goat placenta soap.
No.
Like, so, no.
No.
Yeah, no. So.
Okay.
Anyway, so of course, you know, rabbit hole. Because what else can you make jewelry out of, you
oh,
know?
No.
And so, and it did bring me back. I'm like, okay, we talked a few episodes back about
yes.
reindeer poop jewelry. Which is available at the Miller Park Zoo here in Bloomington, Illinois. And they sell
people.
It.
That's so weird.
And it truly is like the poop of the reindeer or whatever. And
okay.
I did find...
the poop of the reindeer.
It is. And I did actually find a list of some of the top, like, weirdest jewelry that is actually out there for sale.
Okay.
and stuff like that. And so one
is
of
the
them,
breast milk one number one?
No, it was number six. It was actually on the list too, and I was like, hell yes, like it better be on there. So one of them what talked about was cremation jewelry, which I understand little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, from the ashes of a loved one, and they make beads and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's not just for women, y'all. Like, so they could actually turn the ashes into like a pocket knife.
Oh.
Or into like a little tie bar for men. Like it infuses that in there. But I think I would be a little like, oh, hey man, nice tie clip. You know, oh, thanks.
That's my dead wife.
It's my dad. Like, oh, that's your dad's tie clip? No, it's my dead dad. Like, but I think I'd be that same way too if I was like, oh my gosh, Melly, those earrings are beautiful. Thanks, they're made for my breast milk.
Ew.
So.
Ew.
Yeah, anyways. So that was one of them. One of them was hair jewelry.
Dude, I saw a post the other day of this girl that got proposed to.
Ew.
And her fiance at whatever, couldn't afford a ring yet or had a ring or whatever. So he pulled out his own hair and made a ring.
No!
And proposed to her with it.
No. No.
And she was like, how creative.
No, it's no. How cheap. No. I just don't give me a ring. How about that? How about...
Ew. So this hair jewelry.
Yeah. So
is it just random people's hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's this lady makes hair. Kind of like, it reminds me, and I'll have to put the picture up when we post the episode, but it reminds me of, you know, women like with longer hair when it gets and you kind of put it on the shower wall until you kind of like clean the shower off. Like, that's basically what she's done is like turned it into,
Wait, back up. She's collecting hair from shower?
No, I'm just saying that's what it looks like to me. It's like when you collect the hair and then like you can like kind of, it's wet and you can like mold it into different. Yeah, so I don't know if she just hairsprays it. Like.
Okay, gotcha.
So it stays. But all that I could think of was when I saw that was the movie Grease.
Yeah.
And at the end when they're getting ready to race and she like gives him her like locket or whatever.
Okay.
And she's like, what did she give him? She's like, a lock of hair. From her chest.
I'm like, if she very well could have if she had purchased hair jewelry.
Right.
That's just kind of gross.
Yeah, so that was one of them.
Your hair is very dirty.
Yes.
Like, all the time. Like, I don't want jewelry.
No. And there's some really gross stuff on here. It's like taxidermy jewelry, like roadkill jewelry. Yes, jewelry. Like, taxidermy jewelry. I'm going to show...
You got like a dead squirrel hanging around your neck? Oh.
I just showed Molly a photo of like basically a formaldehyde dead mouse in a little locket around for a necklace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, there's just weird, weird people out there. You can turn your gallstones into jewelry, your gallstones and kidney stones.
I don't know
why any of these people. Here's the thing. If y'all, and I did see a quote by one lady on there, because there's also human teeth jewelry that goes out there as well.
Oh.
And there was one lady that said, she goes, it's freeing to be able to adorn yourself with yourself.
Ew.
No. Like, that would be like...
I know that, like, in, you know, whatever years ago or whatever, like, super old times, like, people would, like, wear, like, necklaces made of, like, animals that they killed whatever.
Yeah. It's goat's milk. It's not your wife's tit on your necklace. Because, I mean...
Or teeth.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And it's teeth.
That's
and so,
weird.
Like... And so then there's... So there's actually... a tutorial on YouTube that teaches you how you can make your own necklace out of your wisdom teeth. Like, you can save your wisdom teeth once they're extracted and you can make your own. I'm like, so now this is just a do-it-yourself kind of thing. Like, I swear to God, these days, if you own a glue gun and like a soldering iron and some glitter, you can make your own.
I have, like, no words right now. Like,
no, and it was...
And that's rare. But so, I have no words for this.
Well, so I was looking at some of this stuff because I'm like, who even buys human teeth jewelry? Like, where do you go? Because it's not like it's hidden. Like, the gallstone jewelry, the breast milk, like...
Nobody really knows.
You look at it, maybe it's for you personally to have that,
right,
you know,
right.
Close to you. But the human teeth jewelry, like, it's flat out, like... yo, girl, are those human teeth?
They're not like fangs that like right. look yeah, like an
it's
animal.
It's not like, oh, or is that a saber tooth?
Right, right. Or shark's tooth. A lot of people wear shark's teeth.
Shark tooth.
Oh, God, no, stop. You're
fine. So there's a huge market out there, especially on Etsy. Fucking Etsy has everything. So there's a huge market out there on Etsy. You can actually buy 10 real human teeth on Etsy for $65 to make your own.
Whose teeth are these?
I don't know. To make your own jewelry. So that's a whole thing that's out there is
stop.
Yeah, that piece of it.
I'm not coming to your jewelry party.
Stella and Dot and teeth or whatever they are. So, and the last one I found, it was actually kind of it's kind of tongue in cheek. I don't really know if
it can't get worse than teeth and hair.
Oh no, those were disgusting. So this one, it's called Tropical Treasures.
Okay.
And it's bird poop jewelry.
Oh, stop.
But I did read somewhere that when I was trying to research the bird poop jewelry, that it's not actually bird poop that she uses. It's just made to look like bird poop, which I don't know what's worse. Exactly. Like, why would you want to wear bird poop? And the lady said she actually started the company because, as a joke, like it was an April Fool's Day joke that she put out there because she was trying to make jewelry and ended up with this like somebody was like, oh, it looks like bird poop. And she's like, oh, well, I'll put that out there. And it was like a parrot dropping is what it looked like.
Okay.
Parrot droppings. And so she put it out on the internet, and people were actually like, oh my God, I want to buy this. And she has turned it into this business. It's Tropical Treasures.
Okay, knowing that it's not actually bird poop is a lot better.
Well, she started out that way. I can't verify, though, because she said that you can then customize it. But I think the customization is that her jewelry is all based on parrot droppings.
Okay. We're getting real serious.
Because you know there's a market apparently for parrot dropping jewelry.
Oh my God.
But you can customize it. Like, I know, right? Like, I'm sorry. Do you have macaw jewelry? Like macaw pooping? Like, is that enough? You know. So I don't know. The whole thing to me is just.
Oh man.
It's so weird. Like, why would you want to wear any of that around you or
no,
on you?
I'm
or
not
near
down
you
at all.
Or anything along those lines. But then I started thinking, you know, we talked about glitter shits.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man, you make your own jewelry, man. Maybe that's why people are taking those glitter pills. They're just trying to get a piece of that American pie. Like, they're just trying to.
I take
to
these pills and I shit out glitter.
And then
bam, I got some earrings.
Yeah. First I take the pills, then I take the shits, then I make the jewelry. Like, I don't know. It's just, it absolutely amazes me. But yeah, that whole breast milk one was just beyond for me.
I don't, I'm sure
they're
probably,
all beyond, but like, yeah. Again, I just.
I'm sure that with the breast milk jewelry, I'm sure there's women out there who want to.
Well, there's a whole market for it.
Treasure that time, you know, or whatever. That's just not for me. I'm not that type of mother. Like, that was not an enjoyable experience for me. I don't want anything to commemorate it. Like,
can
no.
Can you imagine giving that to your friends one year for Christmas? Like, here's an expression.
Oh, no, expression.
Unintended.
Oh, my God.
These are from the kids. Like, giving them to your mom or something. Like,
oh,
these
my
gifts
God.
Are from the kids and me.
It's my boob juice. Smells like asparagus.
Maybe they should get nipple rings.
Nipple rings made out of
breast milk jewelry. Oh, how
totally.
Tongue in cheek. So.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah, so, all right, Angela. Well, that one got me this week. I'm a little
weird ass funky jewelry.
I couldn't do any of them.
There's so much more out there. Those were the ones that I picked too, but there was so many out there. There was like somebody makes jewelry out of like Barbie doll parts.
Oh.
So, like, there was earrings that were just the hands of, like, Barbie dolls and, like, heads.
Sounds a little sadistic.
I know. And I think, okay, like, again, you can just make that on your own. Just take the damn Barbie
right.
apart and hot
right.
glue it to it.
Get some hot glue.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah, so
all
there's
right.
a lot of crap out there. I'm glad
wow.
that, yeah, sorry we didn't think of breast milk jewelry, I guess, to retire on, but I guess I'll just have to keep trying to find the next big
wow.
thing.
All right,
so,
Angela, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
I yikes.
So if all you right. guys have some extra hot glue laying around and liquid nitrogen, fix yourself a nitro mojito and make some jewelry and give us a call and let us know how it turns out.
They're going to start making jewelry out of, like, human poop. Like...
Oh, they probably do. I didn't go down that hole because, again, I don't want to be flagged for anything either. And I don't know what is because of all this shit that I've just already looked up is going to start popping up in my ads and everything else on social media.
I know.
So,
yikes.
But that's my thing for the week. So.
Awesome. Well, we want to remind everybody that we do have an Instagram account.
Yes.
So, _. So, that's a thing. We are posting just random things that we come across, maybe stuff that... We can't fit a full, like, episode on just a random thing to put up there to show you guys that weird things exist.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day, son.
This stuff is coming up. Please rate and review us on iTunes.
Absolutely.
That really gets us some extra, like, bonus points with iTunes. And
we're so close to 1,000 listens. I think by this time next week,
I hope so. I think
we'll have it. So.
I do appreciate everybody so sharing us. Yeah. With everyone. I keep hearing from people that I told so and so, and I told so and so, and so I really am just elated that, you know, you guys like us and that you want to share us with other people. Yeah. And, you know, we both like to talk, so we'll keep going.
Yeah, my favorite is when somebody will be like, oh my gosh, I love this. I'm like, wait, what episode was that? And they're like, I haven't caught up yet. I got to get caught up. And I'm like, yes, please do. Like, so whether it's one episode a week that you listen to, or if you binge listen to us, we love it. We're just super excited to be able to bring this to you.
Right.
We talk about it, how happy it makes us. It's kind of like our stress relief for the week.
I agree.
Just to come and hang out
and
talk
so
about
much.
It. So. So right, thank you guys for being an awesome audience.
Yes.
Keep it up. And if, as always, if you have anything, please keep sending it to us. We love your suggestions.
Obviously,
we use them here. So thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.